so much for joining us here on Elevated on Radio Pulpit today. I'm so blessed that you choose us and we choose you to every single day. And we choose the best guest to bring you empowerment, to bring you encouragement, to bring you elevation through their testimony. And today is a powerful woman of God. Her name is Davina Bamako. She's the visionary convener behind the prayer brunch. I've been seeing the content on social media, and I can't wait to hear where the genesis of all of this is. She's a dynamic leader in both faith and business as well. Davina, good day. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Pulpit today.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the invite. I'm honored.
I first of all just want to say congratulations on an incredible marketing strategy as well. Congratulations on the successful initiative that you're doing for the kingdom. Before we get to that, though, tell us more about yourself.
Sure. My name is Davina Bamako, as you've mentioned. I am currently within the fintech technology space. I love my job. I love what I do. Apart from that, I'm also in business. I own a women's company or women's clothing business, rather, called Rebrand Women, which is also a faith-based women's clothing business. And also that, I also own my own marketing agency in the DRC. So presently, I work with a lot of governments to help streamline and digitize their banking systems. So that's what I do as for my job. But I also love the Lord. I love the things of God. And then that's where, you know, the prayer brunch also came from.
Tell me about your love for business or your understanding and revelation of the fact that you called for business. When did you realize that?
Yes, sure. I actually realized this a couple of years ago that I was called into the marketplace, also just from a place of giving. I've always been someone who was heavy on giving, giving others, giving to the homeless, giving to the orphans, and also just being faithful and dutiful with my tithes and my offerings. And then through that, I just saw how God was able to increase me in the area of my finances as well. And I read a lot of books, especially from the likes of Bishop David Oyedepo, around, you know, giving and around financial benefits when it comes to the kingdom and how God can allow, you know, you to be in a position to be able to help other people. So that's where my love came. And also with that as well, I was able to then be given strategies and insights on how to go about the business way, how to move strategically, how to do things strategically. And my vow to God was always to ensure that the proceeds and what I get out of that goes back into his kingdom as well.
Now, your relationship with God is certainly centered to what you are doing, even in the marketplace. Where did that relationship with God, where did it start and where was it nurtured?
So I grew up in a Christian home, in a Christian family. We went to church every Sunday. We, you know, did daily devotionals every morning. It was that kind of family. But then as we grow older, sometimes we tend to sort of lose our way a little bit. And that's when I would say my Christianity sort of got diluted. But it was recently, or not even that recently, but earlier on in my life when I experienced sort of like the first loss of my elder brother. When my brother had passed on, there was a time in my life where I was extremely confused because I've never had someone that close to me pass on before. And that's when I had to really seek God for myself and to understand him and to get answers to the many questions that I have. And in that time, it was when I started to really experience what it meant to have the Holy Spirit as a comforter in that season. And then that's when I really began my relationship with God and began to nurture it. And it also happened again at a deeper level, I'd say, last year when I lost my father. In that moment, you know, I received sort of a strength and a peace that I never even thought I could have. And in that moment, I also began to seek God again for answers, to seek God for the wise, because in my mind, I thought this is not what he had promised. And in that season, God really began to reveal himself to me. He began to reveal himself to me. And as he began to reveal himself, he also revealed who I was in him. And then that was what sort of empowered me to be the person that I am today.
Davina, thank you for sharing with us so openly about the loss of your brother and your father. For many people, the issue of loss is very difficult to handle, especially as we come to the end of the year, festive season. And so I always like to ask advice. What would your advice be as somebody who, as recently as last year, lost your father? What would your advice be to those who might be struggling to process it and struggling to get up again and continue to live out their calling after loss?
To be honest, being in a place like that is extremely difficult. I guess it also then goes back to show how human we really are. And sometimes we are in denial, sometimes we are hurt, sometimes we are angry, and sometimes we're even angry at God. And for me, it also allows us to go back to God with these emotions, to go back to God with these confusions, because I would rather have all these things at the feet of God than be elsewhere, to be honest, because anything outside of God in that season only leads to further confusion and further destruction. So if there is someone here that is going through grief and you're struggling to process, I always tell people, write letters to God. If you're struggling to pray, start writing to him and say, God, I'm struggling to pray in this season. He knows where you are. He just wants your honesty. He just wants your surrender. He knows your struggles. He knows what you're dealing with in that present moment. So he wants us just as we are. So if you are struggling, I struggled with it. Denial was a very, very real thing. I struggled with it for a very long time. But even in that struggle, God knew that he had to give me the strength to be able to be there for my mother, be there for my siblings, because out of everyone else, I was closest to my dad. But till this day, I feel that the peace and the strength that I had was only from God, because he knew that outside of that, I probably wouldn't have been able to get back up again. So go back to the feet of God, as painful as it is. Even if you're angry, even if you're confused and you have all these questions, it's very, very important. And another thing I'd also say is community. We are a generation that doesn't do very well in community. We like to think we can handle things on our own, or we're strong to do things on our own. It's very, very important for you to have community in that season, for you even to allow people to be there for you. Because it's one thing if you have community, it's another thing for you to allow people to actually, be there for you in that season. So you do need that. We need people around us, people that are going to pray for us, to hold us in prayer, that are going to stand in the gap for us, that are going to support us physically just by showing up, or emotionally. We definitely need that. And if you're someone that struggles to do that, just pray to God to give you the heart to just allow people in, because we do need that.
Oh, amen, amen. That's incredible advice. And that part of allowing people in is certainly something worth getting into a bit deeper at some point as well. Davina, what is it or who is it besides God, strategically now, practically, that helps you to get up and keep going? Whether it is, just as a person, as a GM, as an entrepreneur, when those struggles come in business as well, what practically helps you to get up and continue going after a knock or after even a loss in business?
I think knowing that this is not my final form, knowing that God has promised me so many things, knowing that there are lives at stake if I sleep, knowing that there are generations at stake if I'm not the woman God has called me to be. Like I said, in that season of isolation that I went through last year, God really showed me so many things and so many visions in terms of, these are the people who are attached to your destiny. These are the people who are attached to your life. So if you don't work towards that, all these people, then what happens to them? So things like that is what makes me get up every morning and to keep going, because there are days where life is tough. Work has your back against the wall, or situations are happening, but I know that God has promised me XYZ, and I want to remain steadfast until I see those promises and until I see it to come. The Bible says that we should tarry and we should wait until, because that which is written concerning us shall come to pass. So it's only a matter of time. So every day I get up because I know that God is shaping me to be someone who is going to make a change in this generation. And for me to sit back and do nothing is also failing God in a sense.
I love that. I love that. How do you bring it all together, Davina? But because you're talking fintech, cash management, it's fashion, and then you're a youth leader at your local church as well. That's just the tip of the iceberg of what you do. How do you bring it all together and make it work in one life? It's just one person doing all of
I get
this.
that question all the time. But then again, sometimes I'm like, God, I don't know, why do you keep adding things onto my plate? But at the same time, I don't think if I didn't have the capacity, he wasn't going to add it, right? Because another thing for me is, I think God really wants me to be this busy in this season, because It also helps me, other people see what I'm capable of doing, and that motivates them as well. So in terms of ministry, and I basically, my job is to bring Jesus everywhere I am, whether it is even in the fintech space, whether whatever conversation that I have always leads towards God at the end. It always starts with God in the beginning. That's the kind of person that I'm called to be. And with fashion as well, we are called to make a difference. We are called to dress in a certain way. We are called, to portray a light, onto the earth. So my job as a kingdom entrepreneur is also to portray that in fashion, that we can be modest, we can still be beautiful, we can still represent God in the best way, And apart from that, I have good help. God is able to send you good help. I have an amazing team of volunteers. I have an amazing assistant that also helps me to be able to pull everything together by God's grace, because there are other days where I feel like breaking down completely. But God is good that He's able to give me the grace to get back up again. But yeah, for someone who's struggling to like multitask and everything, I would really just say that if you're in a season where God is calling you to do certain things, or you feel like you're someone who is going to be doing a lot of things at the same time, pray for good help. I think that's another thing, because we are also in a generation where you can have someone you think is going to help you, but then they are literally just sent to destroy you. So it's really one thing for God to send you help, and for God to send you good help, and to send you someone who's able to carry the cross with you as well.
That's once again incredible advice. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the voice of Davina Bamako. She is the visionary convener behind the prayer brunch, and I want to get to that in a bit. But there's just so much to unpack with you, Davina. As somebody who's so multi-talented or multi-gifted as you are, what would you say to somebody who says, "Because I can do so much, I struggle to understand what my calling is"? Because a lot of people will say, "Okay, but what's my calling? I'm good at this, I'm good at that, I'm good at that, but what's my calling?" Because there's this notion that for you, your calling is related to one specific gift of yours. So I'd like for you to unpack that if you could.
Yes, absolutely. That's amazing. So that's also something that I feel like a lot of us in this generation are struggling with. People are struggling with an identity crisis. People are struggling with careers. They're struggling with even relationships, because they do not know their purpose. They do not know why they're here. And then it's very, very important. And I will always say, you can never find your purpose outside of Jesus Christ. It's in Him and it's through Him that I say He gets to reveal who you are. So if you are that person where, you feel like you are called into like different talents or different gifts that you have, there's always one thing that is going to, I guess, bring it all together. For me, in this sense, I am someone who is gifted in the technology space. I love fashion, I love people and everything. But then it was only in God that I got to realize that every single gift, every single talent, every single hobby that you have, or things that you enjoy, it's not because you randomly enjoy it. God is actually using those pieces of the puzzle to basically shape the person that you're going to be. If you feel like you're someone who enjoys speaking, maybe God is going to lead you towards public speaking, or speaking and preaching and being on the pulpit, or just being someone who is able to be very vocal about the things of God. So praying for direction is very, very important, because there was a season in my life where, if you feel like you're doing so many things, you can easily lose focus or lose track of all these things that you're doing at the same time. So we do need divine guidance. We do need guidance from the Holy Spirit, something that I try not to leave my life without, to ensure that every single step that you make is being led by the Holy Spirit. And one thing the Holy Spirit will do is, if He's leading you there, He's going to make all the provisions available. And provisions not just materially, but provisions in terms of ideas, in terms of insights, in terms of the people that you're going to meet, in terms of what is going to make you different in the marketplace. So I would say, yes, you have all these talents, you have all these gifts, but pray for divine guidance, because the Bible even says that God's word is a lamp unto our feet, right? And it shines our path as we go. So it's very, very important for us to pray for that direction at each stage of our lives, whether it's starting a new business or starting a new venture. Just pray for direction, because just because it's a good business, it might not be your business. So that's another thing that we need to also understand as Christians.
Davina, let's just quickly also talk about the fintech space in Africa at the moment,
Yes.
the opportunities that they are available for African women. How's the space doing in terms of women at the moment for those who might be interested in it?
Yeah, so I think there's been a lot of improvement over the last year. I came into the space in 2022, And at the time, I was probably the only woman, and also so most of the time, the only black person in a room. Fast forward to 3 years later, the fintech space has really broadened its horizon and also its inclusivity. A lot of sort of, I'd say, startups are led now by women, are led by African women. Women are taking a lot of senior roles because there is a need. There really is a need, especially within the African space. We are catching up, obviously, towards the rest of the world. But markets like South Africa, I'd say Kenya, Nigeria are leaders, you know, within the fintech and the tech ecosystem at the moment. So if you're someone who's looking into that space, I'll say you really have to just keep on upskilling yourself to ensure that you have, you know, the edge, that you saw that you're always up one step ahead. Between it's a very fast-paced environment. The market is always shifting, it's always moving. So it's very, very important to ensure that you are someone who is like a stable coin. You're stable, but you're also flexible, in a sense that you are updated with the market trends. You are able to partake in certain conversations when needed as well that are going to move things forward. So I'd say it's no longer as caged as it was before. However, it is much more competitive at the moment because it's also so open. So you really need to have an edge coming into the space.
Davina, the prayer branch, tell me about the vision behind that. How did that come about? The aesthetics, first of all. Well, your aesthetics, who you are, is just beautiful. But the prayer branch aesthetics, I love that for the kingdom.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Sheesh. So the prayer branch was actually birthed from a place of pain again. It was after losing my father. I sort of felt like, sheesh, what's next? You know, what is next? What happens next? Because again, I felt like, God, this is not what you had planned for my life. And in that season of seeking and just searching for the answers, God started to show me visions. And in these visions, I would see myself speaking to so many women. I never understood it at the time, but I just thought it was maybe from a work perspective, you know, because I am in that space. I said, okay, fine, this is probably something that has to do with work. But through the leading of the Holy Spirit, he also confirmed his word by other people in my life that I look up to spiritually that would say, hey, God is calling you to do something with women. And what had happened was, end of the year last year, I decided to host a brunch at home in a space with a few friends because we really all had tough years. Some were going through divorces, some were, you know, losing their jobs, and I had lost my father. So I said, you know what, let's come together and let us just pray. You know, let us pray into the new year. Let us just share with each other. Let's share the word of God and let us have a brunch. And that was the genesis of the prayer brunch. And then one day I was asleep. I had already planned this prayer brunch and I had the colors. I love pink. If anybody knows me, I love the colors pink. So I was like, I was gonna have this brunch. All these women are gonna get ready, dressed in pink and everything. And then 2 days to the brunch, a friend of mine actually sent me a message and he said, hey, God spoke to me and I see you hosting something where women are dressed in all pink. And then that was the confirmation for me. I'm like, oh my God, I'm on the right track here. I think I'm on the right track. And then we all got together that day and it was explosive. It literally felt like an upper room experience. There were only about 17 of us in that room that day, but something shifted that day. And then it was posted on social media. And before we knew it, we now have a community of over 2,000 women across South Africa and, you know, other countries in Africa like Uganda, like Kenya, etc., like Nigeria, the DRC. See as well by God's grace. And it's really something that was needed. Women need each other. We need sisterhood. We need friendship. We need Christ-centered friendship as well. It's very, very important in this season. We need people that are going to, you know, stand in the gap for us, that are going to pray with us, that are going to help us as well, just nurture our relationship with Christ. And that's where the prayer branch comes in. Beyond the aesthetics, beyond the pink, beyond the looking good, we are actually building a community of prayerful women that can go into the marketplace and also take action, you know, into their families, into their societies, because we are women, we birth things, we birth children, we birth, you know, the next generation. So we are called to be those people that are going to stand there and ensure that the next generation is a generation for Christ as well. So that is what we're trying to do with the prayer branch. We have, by God's grace, also have charity initiatives that we started doing this year as well, which is giving back to the community, giving back to homes that are with women and children as well, which is very, very important and at the bedrock of what we're trying to do. So we really just do not want to be on the altar. We also want to be on the streets doing things that are going to make a change, all to glorify God.
Now, you also had the prayer and workout brunch earlier this year. So it's not necessarily just taking on the format that one would think in terms of your normal brunch. Tell me about that prayer and workout brunch.
Yes. The aim for this is really to build a community of women for us to do things that are unorthodox as well, you know, because we know that we are the church. The church is not just a four-wall building. We are the church. The church is in how we act and how we love one another as well. So having things like the workout brunch also focuses on the importance of ensuring that we are healthy, as we know that our body is the temple of God. So we need to ensure that we keep it healthy, we eat right, we take care of ourselves. It's also a way for us to relax, you know, and even at the prayer and workout brunch, prayer still takes place, you know. So prayer can take place anywhere. You could have a prayer walk, you could have a prayer while you're working out, and also just to show people there are different ways for us to fellowship. So through the prayer brunch, we do not just have, you know, the branches which where we get together, where we pray, we have brunch. We also try to do other activities as well to help foster community, because I feel like a lot of us commune online, so it's very important for us to also meet offline once in a while to really build a good and a healthy, solid sisterhood.
Absolutely, because as you said earlier, community is so important. And sometimes social media can give you the impression that you have community. But if you're not locked into a local church and sisterhood, as you said, that you can look in the eye, then that's not really community. It's a form of it, but it's important to meet face to face.
Yes. And one thing I've also realized in this era of social media, the more followers certain people have, or the illusion of that, is actually the most lonely people are. This is such a lonely generation. And through the prayer branch, I've had a lot of women reach out to me to say that I am lonely. I do not have any friends. And I'm so thankful to this platform. I'm so thankful to you guys and what you guys are building here, because when I come here, I feel at home, which is exactly what we're trying to do. We do have our Bible studies every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And these women look forward to these Bible studies because there's also a time where, up outside of just reading the word and just praying together, we actually just get to share. We get to be women. It's a safe space. We get to open up to each other, you know. So it's very, very important. So, but not don't be fooled by the illusions of social media and thinking that, yes, just because people are popular, people are lonely out there. People are longing, looking for a place to belong. And by God's grace, we do not want them to belong to the wrong things.
Absolutely. And I love how you also then, of course, brought in your love for fashion into the movement. You have the Friend of God collection as well, a Jesus girl. I love that pretty girls love Jesus. I think these
Yes,
will make
yes.
great Christmas gifts, by the way, for all our Christian girlies, the mothers. These would make great Christmas gifts for your young girls and for you as well.
Yes, so we have those available on our website. It's www.theprayerbranch.org. So the reason why we have that is also for us to just wear our faith. You know, we are bold. We are called to be witnesses. You know, so it's very important for us in this day and age to be people that are loud and proud about who we are, who we represent, who we stand for, because Jesus Christ is l died loudly and proudly for us, as painful as it was for him. You know, so it's only us, it's only by faith and by God's grace that we're able to live loudly as well. So things like that are things that we take very importantly at the prayer branch as well. Whenever we have our brunches, we ensure that we have our merch there. Whenever we do collaboration events as well, we ensure that we have our merch there, just to get people into the notion of wearing your faith on your sleeve. That's how you wear your heart on your sleeve, wear your faith on your sleeve as well.
Well, your vision to take Jesus all over the world, one prayer branch at a time, what you're doing in the marketplace as well, certainly to be applauded and to be supported. Davina, what's up next for the prayer branch and for you, and how do we support that?
Oh, we are so excited by God's grace. 2026. What is next for the prayer branch is just for us to have branches, by God's grace, even outside South Africa. We are having our first branch in February 2026 next year. That will be happening in Randburg, Johannesburg. And then outside of that, we are looking to go to Cape Town, to go to Bloemfontein, to even go to Durban, by God's grace, next year. And we want to do a lot more charitable events. We are looking at going even beyond South Africa into Southern Africa as well, just to ensure that, you know, the women that are there are catered for, to have a presence there as well. So just be on the lookout on our website. We have amazing events coming up on our Instagram and our TikTok as well. We have events coming up there for next year. So please just come through in your numbers, support, invite your friends. It's really a blessed experience. It's a girly experience, just how we love it. It's a safe space. You know, one thing that we also ensure that even though somebody comes alone in an event like that, that they do not leave feeling alone. They come
Yeah.
into community, they come into sisterhood, they come into friendship. And I also love that a lot of friendships have actually been formed at the brunch, you know, which just so shows that God is a God of multiplication as well, you know. And just by how it has grown in the last 1 year, we're so grateful to God. And we are so excited to see what happens in 2026 for the prayer brunch.
Davina, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for opening up and for sharing. Just again, those handles, please, your personal one as well, if somebody would just like to follow you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that. My personal handle on Instagram and on Twitter and on TikTok is at Hey Davina. So it's Hey like hi, but Hey Davina. And our handles on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, is the Prayer Brunch at the Prayer Brunch, and our website is www.theprayerbrunch.com. So we do have a link to a WhatsApp community where we share a lot of our updates there as well, around ticket sales, around events, and also around Bible study, which happens every Tuesday. So if you go onto our TikTok or go onto our Instagram, you will find the link in our bio to join. You're more than welcome to do that. Outside of that, just be on the lookout for our social media. We do post all our updates there. And yeah, we just can't wait to have you guys. So ladies, wherever you are, South Africa, outside South Africa, do join in, invite your friends. It's really a movement that God has created for his girls. You know, this is a way that God is giving his girls back as well, by God's grace.
Davina, thank you so much to you and your incredible team. We will certainly go to the prayer brunch. Thank you. God bless you and all that you do for his kingdom.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me as well. God bless you. And may God continue to grow you guys as well. We will be also be watching and cheering for you guys on the sidelines. God bless you.